Poonama Rao has lived in New Delhi her entire life. She does not remember a time when she felt safe in the city, whether it was as a young girl or now as a 33-year-old filmmaker.
You get stared at, you get abusive comments hurled at you, sexually abusive comments. If you get into any form of public transport and there are men around, they feel free to, you know, grope you, rub up against you. It's there everywhere. It's there in the workplace with the colleagues whom you're supposed to trust.
Rao never spoke out about what she and many other women suffer on a daily basis, and she says her silence was part of the problem. She has since been compelled to join the protests that have taken place almost daily in the Indian capital after a young student was beaten and gang-raped aboard a bus on December 16th. The 23-year-old victim later died of severe internal injuries in a Singapore hospital. Six suspects have been charged with rape and murder, and a government-appointed panel has recommended measures to protect women against harassment and violence. But women's rights activist Saiba Farooqi says an ordinance approved Sunday by President Pranab Mukherjee leaves out key recommendations by the commission, specifically punishing those who commit marital rape and members of the Indian military who commit sexual assaults.
We don't have any faith in the government because this is a typical type of a government to diffuse the tension, to diffuse the pressures, just bring out some ordinance, bring out some commissions, bring out some other things. But they are not, we don't think so they are ready to bring a comprehensive bill.
The government says the legislative process is far from over and that key issues will be addressed. Poonama Rao says she only hopes leaders will follow through on their promises.
I would like to see more action, a more sensitive reaction to what the women of this country and the men also are saying. Really, they just want basic human rights. So that's my hope.
A hope shared by many who know that change will likely be a long and uphill battle. Arup Pandey, VOA News, New Delhi.